homeboy is knocked out, his chest is open, like...
They're, like, fucking right yeah. through hit their thumbs inside their his chest. I know,
too. Yeah!
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy,
Adam Garza.
I'm Josias Arevalo. You guys can find us on Twitter at...
Find me at Mem the Beaner.
I'm at the number four, the villain, Adam. How was your Christmas, man?
My Christmas was good. I had off.
Yesterday.
That's good. Breakfast with my sister and the family, and then her boyfriend's family.
Cool.
So it was fun. Right. It was funny because, like, my sister never gives presents.
Okay.
And this year she gave presents.
Okay.
I'm just used to not having presents, okay. So I didn't bring anything.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We brought a pumpkin pie.
Okay.
My girl made.
Mm.
But I wasn't really expecting a gift, so I didn't bring a gift.
Did you give her the pie?
Well, I ate half the pie, so I gave her half the pie.
Right on, dude. Cool. Good times then. Did you get anything good or?
Just cash. Which is always good.
Yeah, yeah.
How about yours, man?
Good. Family time. The kids scored galore, dude. They got a lot of cool shit. Jacob got some web shooters. I got him the Disney Infinity Marvel figure. He's too young to play video games, but he's getting into the villains now. But he's a big Spider-Man fan. My niece got a bunch of the high school high? Monster High. Shit. I don't know. I guess it's big with little girls right now.
Oh, okay.
But so everyone scored, dude. Good times for sure. Let's see. That's about it, dude. What'd you get your lady?
I'm still working on a gift.
Awesome. Smooth. Just save it for fucking Valentine's Day now.
Our anniversary? Yeah.
Oh, that is your
Well, the day after, because I'm a cheap bastard.
Pretty much. We'll save it for one day. Not bad.
Our anniversary is the day after Valentine's.
Did you plan that?
Yeah, I'm a cheap bastard, so it's like,
What is the easiest option out of this?
Flowers are on sale, 50% off.
Awesome, dude. Hey, I like that idea, actually, dude. Cool, man. All right, we got a little bit of Twitter shoutouts this week, so we have a lot to talk. This is our end of the year podcast, dude.
End of the year.
Yes, man. It's been a good year.
Fuck this year? Or a good year?
Well, shit. Again,
the okay, the end last of the year. Last 6 months. Fuck the last 6 months.
Let me see. My birthday is in October, so literally the end of my birthday month, so October. Halloween was chill.
Okay.
Halloween. And yeah, so November, December just straight up sucked dick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mine's going to be 12 months sucked dick.
Jeez. But yeah, man, so it's our end of the year podcast. So we're going to talk about everything probably, dude.
We're going to do what we do best.
Yeah, wing it.
Wing it.
I know, dude, we have nothing today. Although we're going to go over the books of the year.
Yeah, I got you the top 20s.
Categories.
I did top 4s.
It was a pain in the ass to get that through. But did you read anything this week?
I read Outcast.
Awesome. You picked it up. I
haven't read anything else.
Yeah, I know. Dude, Wednesday was busy.
Yeah.
Family stuff. And then Thursday all day yesterday. So yesterday was Christmas, guys. It's Friday today. So we're back at it and we have nothing for you guys. So
I don't know what you guys listen to us.
Roll with the punches, guys. All right. These Twitter shouts are going to be off of last week. Episode 72. So bad, so good. I like that title.
It was pretty good.
It was a good show, dude. A long show.
We needed it. That was like a week and a half off, right?
2 months off, yeah.
2 months.
That was a good... I had fun, dude.
We needed it. We needed that outlet.
Yeah. So, I mean, we recorded 5 days late, but we got good hits for that one, dude. Mm-hmm. So, this is going to be the people that hit us up. Now, since we did record Friday, I put it up, and the first person that hit us up was our boy at L_Sadie Morales says, for the villain at Mem Beaner, shit, Negro, I would have been down. Anyway, I hope you're going to explain yourself on the tiny person fail. So Sadie had hit me up like he would have been down to record with us last week.
Really?
Yeah.
Where the fuck was he?
Well, we didn't hit him up.
Oh, man.
But he did tell us specifically, though, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, he can't do it. So, I mean, on a Friday?
So, Fridays, he's down?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we'll see about next week.
Yeah, well, speaking of... Cody, so homeboy who I play softball with, he hit me up, dude. Now he won our fantasy football league. Our comic
city. Yeah, we had a fantasy football.
No, we had a league, dude. Yeah, dude. So he won, dude, and we got to figure out when to get him on. I was thinking about hitting him up next week to get him on the show.
Yeah, if he wants, yeah.
And then after that, we can get Sadie. That way we can just get... And
Sadie can wait. It's all right.
Yeah, he said he can. Now, dude, very cool about Cody, dude. He hit me up, dude. He says... Where is he, dude? I'm looking at my text messages. So very cool. He says, LOL, listening to episode 72. Heard my shout out. Awesome.
Nice.
And he hit me up today, which was just cool. He's like, hey, dude, any ideas? Actually, ooh, here you go. Is there anything I should brush up on before I record with you guys?
Comics, TV shows.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I
told him. Does he read comics?
He does. He's a big comic cat. He knows his characters, and I hit him up, you know, like, anything you're reading, whether it be comics or books. I'm like, TV shows you're into. I'm like, if you want, we can even talk about the cinematic or movie universe, universe. And he's down with that, dude. He said, sweet, yeah, I've just been following the cinematic universe and ideas, what's going on with Spider-Man. Apparently Marvel has him back, and Garfield was out as Spidey. I'm like, dude, save it for the show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
We'll definitely talk
about
that.
That's a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, easily, dude. And Cody's a cool cat, so congratulations, Cody. Thanks for the listening, and we'll definitely get you on next week.
Sounds good.
We'll wing it next week, too, dude.
We'll get you on Skype.
Yeah. Well, he lives in San Andreas. You can probably meet me up here. We gotta figure that out. Yeah, we'll
figure something
out. We got enough room now, it feels like, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, next one's gonna be from at Spectre _ Vision Jonathan Villanueva. This is our list of our usual suspects, guys. So the rumor that I always spread is true. At Comic Syndicate 1, guys are dating. Laughing my fucking ass off. And he says, nope, they didn't break up. Merry Christmas. So he hits his back up again. So thanks, Jonathan. He says, hashtag, you fuck a midget, you're a star. I smell a new trend and a new t-shirt.
I think it would be a bad breakup.
It would be a bad breakup, like, right?
I'm stalking at your house.
with
a microphone.
I would miss you too much. I know, that's what it would be, dude. I know. And every time I fucking look at my headphones, I get all sad. Puppy dog eyes. It would be a very terrible breakup, dude. So, and then he gets back to us, dude. He says, by the way, at Comics and Day 1, if you own or play Dragon Age 3, Freddie Prinze is the Char Iron Bull, and he's a badass. So he does the voice for a bunch of video games, I found out, dude.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like Freddie Prinze Jr.
He's a cool guy.
He's a very, very unique male.
Yeah, dude. Now, we answered back, granted he doesn't listen to the show, but do you think we ruined our chances for an interview? LOL. Jonathan responds back, he's like, possibly, but avoid the I want to fuck your wife question.
Did I say I wanted to fuck his wife? I didn't say that. Maybe I did.
Maybe you did.
I don't remember.
So thanks a lot, Jonathan. You always crack me up, dude. So thanks for the love, man.
That was before they were married, by the way. I wanted to fuck her.
Yeah, I guess that's true, dude. Next one's going to be from our boy at Eric Lopez 247. Eric the Looker Lopez says, at For the Villain, at Mem the Beaner, at Comics Syndicate 1. Good show, fellas. The pod, so nice. You have to listen twice. Thanks for the shout out. So twice. Short and sweet. So yeah, dude, I love that, dude. Thanks, Eric, that you listened to us more than once, dude. I mean,
that's pretty brutal, but thank you.
Yeah, and especially last week's was 1:40, dude.
Yeah, it was a long.
But we got some decent compliments, dude.
That's good.
Next one's gonna be from our boy at Lapine Is Me. Might be Mike Lapine. He says at Comics and Kit 1. I dig the Twitter love. I don't dig that I didn't get any this week. So he says, Joe, the flashbacks Boo is having, I think, are from the war. He was on the opposing side of the humans, so we were talking about Copperhead for a bit.
Oh, okay.
So Mike listens to the show. We're actually hoping to get him on the end of the show tonight.
Tonight, hopefully.
So hopefully Gabe, Jacob can chime in with this, dude. So we'll hit them up when we hit it up later. Comment, talk.
See where shit
with them.
Shit works.
Yeah, for sure. Next one. So thanks a lot, Mike, dude, for everything, dude. Next one's going to be from at Laco Sinostra 84 Craig Stewart. He says the Daily Poop Shoot is out. It's an online newspaper. So he says store is via Nano Sounds and at For the Villain. He had plugged our link on his online.
Oh, cool. Site.
So that was pretty cool.
Sick.
So thanks a lot, dude. Thank you so much, Craig. Yeah, we appreciate that, dude. Next one's going to be from our homegirl at Piggy Mouth Cheryl. Just listen to the upcoming Sunday 1 at Member the Bean Rat For the Villain. Stitcher tweets our link. Like always, they're awesome. And then at Pokeballs Podcast. More from at Comic Syndicate 1, at nerdbong.com, the Comic Syndicate episode 72. So bad, so good. And they tweet our link.
Nice.
And that's Cheryl's podcast with her homegirls.
Oh, okay.
Which
cool.
is on the Nerdbong site as well. And then Cody, I just gave him a shout out, so he left me a text. For the retweets throughout the year, guys, you guys know who you are. Abris Verlier, Striker CX Stu, Aussie Yugi Ed, Lupe 01219. Travis, thanks a lot. Angel D, Fallen Angel, or Fallen One, sorry about that. Angel D, Fallen One, at Comical Podcast 1 and 2. Those guys are awesome, dude. Babblefish76G. So, yeah. Everyone's been awesome about retweeting us and getting back to us on everything. So it's been pretty
great. We appreciate it. I mean, I never retweet, but I appreciate you guys retweeting us.
And Lupe actually even said that something, and I don't have many Twitter shout-outs because this is like whatever we got Friday going into Monday, Tuesday, but the whole holiday thing kind of threw me off. So you guys did leave us some good feedback. If I didn't get to you guys, I was fucking busy getting drunk for Christmas. So, but yeah, dude, so good times. Next one's going to be our final Twitter shout-outs. It's going to be... Oh, fuck, I can't even talk. Twitter shout-outs are going to be to thenerdbong.com. Crew, check out the site for content on movies, TV, comics, cosplay, gaming. Jump in the podcast section where you can listen to us, the Comic Syndicate. You guys can find the Baked English podcast, the Entitled Movie podcast. You guys can find the Bat Chat. You guys can find the Splendor First Stores for Slumber. Nerdbong presents Back to the Toy Shop. The Couch Commandos, the Loudest Geeks. And you guys can find the Pokeball podcast as well.
Very, very long list of not too bad, podcasts. Okay. You guys can also find us on Renegade Radio.
Yes.
We're on Thursdays 7 and 10 Pacific time. Mm. We're on there. We're trying to get on some Wicked Radio.
Yeah, they're working out the website. So
it's a pretty good... they have their podcast. I listen to their
Walking Dead Men Talking.
Dead Men Talking Thursdays. If you like zombies, they know everything. Not just Walking Dead zombies, but like old school movies. I heard one time, I'm like, fuck, I don't even know who these movies are.
Yeah, and they're so on top of their game, dude, for that genre.
Books, and they have authors, so it's pretty cool.
Great show to listen to. Yeah, agree, dude. All right, man, and speaking of the comical podcast, guys, another great podcast we listen to. Big Twitter shout out to you guys, or even over the air, to Justin and Miguel and Heather, dude. They sent us a Christmas card. Yeah, man. They sent that one.
I like to see my cousin.
You guys totally look alike.
We look alike. That's not a good thing. But times.
So thanks, guys. Fucking Justin's all jazzed.
He's all jazzed. Christmas time. Nice.
No, you guys look great, dude. So thanks a lot for the card, guys. Ours is probably lost in your guys' mail. Yeah. So we got to shoot the messenger for that one.
We don't do cards, but thank you.
Yeah. Much love, guys. So listen to those guys. They're awesome, fun, down to earth. All right, man. Where do you want to go?
What do we got? We got some articles.
We got a few articles. Dude, do you want to do the Busted commercial real quick?
Sure. If you guys like books and you can't read, it's very frustrating.
Yes.
So if you want, you guys can go and help us out if you guys go to Audible Trials. And what happens is, you know, there's tons of books. And you sign up for 30 days and you get a free book. And you can put it on anything you want. CDs, iPad, iPods, whatever the fuck you want to do. And then you'll get to listen to it for free. Just make sure that if you don't like it, to cancel before the 30 days, because then they'll charge you. They have thousands of books. And that link is www.audibletrial.com/ The Comic Syndicate.
Cool.
And that'll help us out. We haven't seen any money from it, but
a few bucks.
It's kind of like a fucking. It's kind of like a fucking unicorn. You never seen it, but it's all right. It's okay.
Cool, man. All right. Well, we have a week 17 football. This is our final week of football, dude. It's week 17. I did bring over the rundown if you want to go over that real quick, man.
Go for it.
All right, since Cody did win our fantasy football league, he's going to be on. Hopefully next week we'll get him on. I'll touch base with him. But Sunday, all 32 teams are going to play Sunday.
Okay, cool. So, damn, that's a lot of teams.
Yeah, there's a whole fucking day. It's going to be beautiful. First one's going to be Bills at Patriots.
Oh, Patriots, man. Of course, I know. Fucking Patriots have a bye. And no,
fuck that shit.
And they got fucking home field advantage.
No, that's a bunch of bullshit, dude.
That is some great news. Merry
next
Christmas.
One is going to be Browns at Ravens. And I went Patriots on that one with you. So, I'm sorry, Browns versus Ravens. In Ravens.
Oh, my God. I'll go Browns.
Ooh, that's really? Okay.
Are we playing for drinks? Okay, I'll go Ravens. No, I'm just kidding. I'll go Browns.
Okay, Chicago Bears versus the Vikings in Minnesota.
Bears.
Bears, okay, interesting.
I haven't been watching any football, so I don't know really what's going on.
A lot of weird games still.
I saw the Charger game.
That was a bunch of bullshit. It was a good game. That was a great game, don't get me wrong. The Frisco one?
Yeah,
That was a really good game, dude. Next one's going to be Cowboys at Washington Redskins.
Cowboys.
Cool, good call on that one, dude. All right, next one's going to be Jaguars in Texans.
Texas.
Cool, we all swept that one too, dude. Okay, next one's going to be Colts at Titans. I went Colts.
Colts.
Cool, cool. That's another sweep right there. Next one's going to be Chargers in Kansas City. And Kansas City is actually a loud stadium.
Chargers have been looking good, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that the last, was that Saturday's game with the Niners?
It was Saturday's game.
Yeah. So was at Dave and Buster's.
Oh, cool. Thanks for
I never
that.
Go out. I know, oh, it's my girl's friends.
Well.
I know, but I didn't even want to go.
Are they hot?
No, I don't know if they're hot. What the fuck? I don't look at them.
Okay,
crazy.
Good. Good answer.
But think? I had a drink, though.
Okay.
It was a margarita with a Corona in it.
You oh, yeah, those? I've seen those. Yeah,
those
yeah.
are fucking good, dude. Those I was sick the next day, but they were really good.
I'm a beer guy, dude. I can do margaritas, but I'm a beer guy, dude.
Have you tried one of those?
Yeah, I think I've
tried Corona El Margarita.
Yeah, cool. Corona Margarita.
Margaritas.
Yeah, some weird shit like that. Cool, man. All right, really cool. Good. How long were you guys there?
Oh, like maybe about an hour and a half.
That's not bad, yeah. dude. Cool. Next one's going to be Jets at Dolphins. I went Dolphins that one. Albert, where are you at, homie? Next one's going to be Saints at Buccaneers. And Saints are playing like shit this season. Granted, Tampa Bay sucks dick too.
I'll go Bucks.
All right. I think I did go Bucks with you.
Jesus.
Only because it's at home.
Okay, we'll buy our own drinks.
Pretty much, dude. Next one's going to be Eagles at Giants.
Eagles.
Yeah, we'll sweep that. All right. Next ones are going to be Panthers at Falcons. I believe that's a divisional game. Actually, it is a divisional game. Panthers do have the lead in that division, but I believe Atlanta is like a game behind. So.
I'll go whatever the opposite of you.
I went Falcons. I like Matt Ryan. I like Cam Newton too, but in Atlanta, I don't know.
Whatever.
This is the special ed division, by the way.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't matter. I'll go Panthers.
All right.
Fuck it.
Okay, cool, man. Next one's going to be Raiders at Broncos.
Broncos suck dick on Monday.
Oh my god, dude! Fucking Cincinnati. I needed them to beat or to lose, and fucking
Peyton threw four interceptions,
Peyton,
bro. He knew that you wanted them to fucking win.
I know that asshole.
So fuck that motherfucker.
But you're gonna go from this game.
Yeah, I'll go from this.
Over Raiders. Next one's gonna be Lions at Packers.
God damn, you gotta go Packers, dude.
You know, I went Lions, but Packers, I know, are going to take it. Next one's going to be Cardinals. Another divisional game, dude. Actually, no. Niners are out. No matter what they do, they're out. Niners, Cardinals.
Fucking Sergio.
Niners.
I'm just kidding. I'm going to go Cardinals. He talked so much shit in the beginning of the goddamn season.
I know.
Niners
right?
are out.
Yeah.
Sidelines.
He made it farther than us in our fantasy football, though. Yeah. He made the playoffs. Yeah, fuck it. Next one's going to be Rams at Seahawks. I went Seahawks.
Yeah, I'll go Seahawks.
All right, cool. That's a good call, dude. Especially in Seattle, do that stuff. Next one. Now, once Steelers won last week, they changed the game. This was supposed to be an earlier game, and they made it the primetime game. So this is a divisional game. Cincinnati Bengals are in the lead. Steelers are in second place. Winner gets fucking.
So this is home field. This is home. This is, well, that means they're both already in the playoffs.
They're
right?
We're both already in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
So even if Cincinnati loses, they get the wild card. If we lose, we're still in with the wild card. But we win this, we get home field advantage, which it's always going to be at home, man.
I'm going to go Bengals. I'm going to go against
you. I hate your fucking guts. We're breaking up
Bengals.
Right now.
You hear all these answer machine phone calls from me. Hard breathing.
I miss you. Oh, nice, man. Okay, dude, we got some articles. Do you have anything else?
That's it for me.
Okay, cool, man. Not so fucked up news this week, but just what the fuck, I guess.
Well, did you see that one tweet?
Which one?
I sent you that tweet where the guy.
Yeah. Well,
the guy drove all the way to fucking
to San Diego,
from San Diego to
not Inglewood, but
somewhere in LA to go fight him.
Yeah. To explain to our listeners.
So I read this, and there was some tweeting going on about Kobe sucking dick.
Yeah.
And this guy from San Diego was pissed off. So
fuck that shit. You want some beef, motherfucker?
Yeah, they start,
let's meet up, vato.
They start tweeting each other like, come over here to... Oh, it's Temecula.
It was Temecula, yeah.
Come over to Temecula, fucker. I'll beat you up right in front of the Temecula sign.
I know, yeah, dude.
So the guy's all like...
Fuck
okay,
yeah.
Fuck
let's
you.
Meet up right now. He gets in his car, literally, and he's tweeting live pictures of him
driving
down
over
the road,
there
by the Temecula sign. You are now leaving San Diego. You are now arriving in Temecula
with a middle finger, right? And then he's out. And then come to find out, the guy that lives in Temecula is actually in Arizona Christmas. So he's all like, "Fuck you! You just wasted like 2 hours of gas, you dumbass."
That was funny, there. Dude.
That was
like,
funny.
Ah, oh, dude, I read that. That was
Twitter war, man.
Twitter war, man. I love it, dude. Let's fucking start a Twitter war.
We'll pick somebody.
Well, you're not going to back me up because you're never French Junior? Oh,
I just get it.
Well, no. All right, this one's going to be Chinese doctors punished for so-called surgery selfies.
Oh, I read about this. Okay. Yes.
A senior executives and a team of medical staff from a Chinese hospital in the northwestern province of Shaanxi have been punished for taking group photos next to apparently unconscious patients after surgery, state media reported on Monday.
I see nothing wrong with that. They pull out their phones, they fucking... They've already done... They were done with it, right?
No, that's true. But, like... Homeboy is knocked out. His chest is open. Like
they're like fucking right there. Yeah. Hit their thumbs inside his chest. I know,
too. Yeah.
That's cool.
How do you feel about it? Now, granted, there's several ways to look at
this. I don't know. If it was me on there, I hope they just got my good side.
Okay, dude. Okay. Now, a series of photos recently circulated on Sina Weibo, a Chinese microblogging site, shows Chinese doctors and nurses decked in scrubs posing with reportedly unconscious patients on the operating table in the operating theater. A man makes a V sign is one of the happy snaps while the other doctors are leaning over the patient mid-procedure.
Okay. That's not so good.
And now they drop their phone in his fucking body and it's like, ah, shit, now I gotta
fucking... in his heart.
Now...
They all got fired, right?
Yes. Now, let me see here. A bunch of them did get fired. Our staff members have neglected the possible negative consequences of their actions. We will undergo an in-depth review of the incident. So, it says that they all got... Oh, fuck you. Oh, I'm sorry. The other staff's pictured in the photos have been reprimanded and docked 3 months' pay.
Wow, 3 months?
Now, I
kind of... This is in China, right?
Yeah.
Don't they kill people for that?
They should. Okay. You're a doctor. You saved this guy's life. I want to give a, like, fuck yeah, I'm the shit picture. I mean, as long as it's not them being like, suck it.
Like, right. Or like now they have a picture of themselves selfie with unemployment.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought that was worth talking about. I mean, the whole moral standpoint and the whole, you know, you have the code of ethics that doctors have to sign.
You gotta be professional.
Yeah.
Totally, you can't fuck around. Exactly. You know, what else? If they're doing selfies, what else are they doing?
Dude, no shit,
right? You know?
It's like, here's some heart for you and they're fucking, I don't know. Some blood all over your
this
face.
This chick's hot. Get over here, guys.
Yeah. I know, right? All right, man. Next one's going to be a feel-good one, dude.
Okay.
I saw this one. I'm like, I had to print it out, dude. So, which is odd of us to have a feel-good. A kid's letter to Santa gets grandfather Christmas off from work.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Madison, Connecticut. A Madison Beach Hotel employee now has Christmas Day off from his work thanks to his grandson, the hotel GM, and, of course, Santa Claus. So, very interesting. It all began when a little boy wrote to Santa asking that his grandfather, a staff member of the Madison Beach Hotel, contact his boss, Hotel GM John Mathers, and asked him to give his grandfather Christmas Day off so he could be with his grandkids and family. Julian, along with Matthew, Jaden, and Jesse, wrote that it was their greatest wish, and of course, if Santa had time, an Xbox 360 as well.
Alright, so this shit would not fly where I work. I've worked the last six Christmases.
Yes, you have. I'm surprised you didn't work yesterday.
Well, it was my day off, so it was a kind of like technicality.
Ah, that's true.
But this shit, they're so ruthless. They would say, fuck you, little kid. Your grandpa needs a stand post. And look at fucking people all day long, all right? You know how many people want to get out and have their kids come in here and steal shit?
The story you told me last night where some guy fucking destroyed the fucking... The electric unit.
Oh, dude. And all the power. Was that online?
I think you told the guys
in the chat. Yeah, so like... The Christmas
dad
light...
has
to
fucking be on patrol.
Your dad has to be.
Your dad, yeah.
It's fucked up. That story was pretty funny, though.
That was pretty funny, dude.
We were doing Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And I kept getting calls, is the Christmas lights on? Is it fucking... It's right in front of the post. Mm. And no, they weren't on. So the guy sent in a guy in to come fix it. And I had to relieve myself. And I'm like, when is this fucker going to get here? All right, you know what? He hasn't been here for an hour. I gotta go. So I totally destroy the restroom.
Okay, nice.
Just fucking destroy it.
Uh-huh.
And then right when I'm in there, I see headlights coming. I'm like, oh, and I hear, hey, I'm here to fix the fucking Christmas lights.
Cool.
I need to go in there to check the circuit breakers. I'm like, where are the circuit breakers? Well, I'm taking a shit.
Oh, fuck.
And I turn to my right and I see the circuit breaker box.
Oh, idiot. It's
right. I'm like, oh, man.
Jeez.
Flush.
That's too much.
Lay it down. And then he already knows I'm in there, right?
Of course, of course.
So I get out, trying to walk away, and he's all like, hey, did you bomb that fucking bathroom up?
Yes, I did, bitch.
I go, yes, I did, sir. So he's in there, and then he fucked up something, and then the power went on everything.
You no shit, huh? And this is, you're doing late nights
now. Late night, so all the gates don't fucking work. I got residents lining up, and I look at him, I go, you fucking asshole. Dude. He goes, yeah, I'm a fucking asshole, right?
No shit. I was gonna say, fucking dickhead, dude.
I gotta go in that fucking death trap. Uh-huh. So anyways, word advice, if you have to take a shit, make sure no one's coming to do work.
Okay, there you go, man. All right, awesome, dude. So, okay, more feel good. The end of this one goes, Santa got to work quickly and called Mr. Mathers from the North Pole. Mathers then sent out an adorable memo to their grandchildren, Leo Otero, telling him that Santa personally contacted him, and he thinks it would be best if he took Christmas Day off to be with his grandchildren. So this is now, no supervisor should have to do this. You know, just give him the day off, cool. But I like what he did. On top of that, he sent a fucking email. I received a phone call from the North Pole this morning asking me to contact Santa on his private cell phone. Santa was busy checking on some kids in Denmark that had been caught doing something very naughty. I called him and he was concerned that you were planning to work on Christmas Day. Your grandchildren are quite upset about this. I think it would be best if you plan to take the day off and spend it with your family. Work can wait until after Christmas. Please see Penny in Human Resources to make the proper arrangements.
I would have put it with pay.
That's a great question. That'd be pretty funny. So I mean, pretty cool. So I mean, yeah, that's not the best feel good, but I thought it was cool, dude. I mean,
well, like when's the age you tell your kid that Santa never doesn't exist anymore? That it's your fucking parents coming out of the attic.
Depends how stupid your kid is.
I mean, how long can it go for? Eight.
That's why you seven? Gotta say like, okay, that's a good question though. I haven't had that conversation. Well, my nephews and my niece. Oh,
they believe in Santa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, she's seven. So, Natalia, I don't know if she still does. Jacob, for sure, but he's four.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, yeah. So, that's a good question. When would it be, dude? Hey, stupid. Hey, it doesn't exist.
Two-year-old. Shut the fuck up. Okay. There's no Santa.
Hey, stupid. Okay, man. So, that's all I got for news, dude. I got some sex facts. It's going to go long if we do, but I don't know if you want to save it. Yeah, we can jump, take a break, and come back.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, do some comic, our books of the year.
Yeah.
And it should go quick.
Huge category. We'll hit up the guys. We'll see if they're down to start hitting us up, dude.
All right, we'll see you in a little bit. Yep.
Hey, this is Joe Quesada from San Diego Comic-Con. You're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Declan Shalvey, artist of Moon Knight for Marvel Comics, and you're listening to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back, and we got our end of the year.
Yeah, Comic Talk.
Comic Talk. It's been a whole 365 days.
Yeah, dude. Time to take off the gloves, and now it's going to be comics battling it out for... let's give our categories real quick. Do you want to give them or do you want me to talk about them? Okay, our categories. We're going to go our book of the year. So single comics that just stood out story-wise that was just fantastic. Dual artist of the year. Dual artist writer of the year. So these are, yeah, pretty much self-explanatory. I mean, yeah. Artist and writer that kick ass together. Next one's going to be our shitty book of the year. Those are always fun. We're going to have arc of the year.
Arc of the year.
So we were talking about that one now, particularly for that. A trade can be considered an arc, although some arcs last 12 issues too.
Mm-hmm.
Like 0 Year was fucking an arc. But so anything like that would be those categories. We're going to have our most underrated book of the year, which is a new topic we didn't have last year.
Okay, cool.
Even arc of the year? Did we have last year? I don't think so, right? I know we added a few of these. We added most consistent book of the year.
Nice.
And we added Event of the Year?
Event of the Year, one of the major events in Image, Marvel, and DC.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So,
I got a little bit of comic news, but...
Yeah, let's do comic news, and then we'll jump into our...
DC is canceling a bunch of titles.
Yay, I love this part.
13 ongoing DC comic series will come to a close in March 2015. So, we're going to have Batman Eternal, Earth, Two Worlds, and is going to end. The New 52 Futures End is going to end. Nice. We're going to have the Green Lantern... the New Guardians, the Green Lantern Corps, the Red Lanterns, Swamp Thing, Unfortunately, Batwoman are going to get canceled. Now, on top of those ones,
wow.
We also have where are you?
Swamp Thing's gone, huh?
Yes, dude. Swamp Thing, unfortunately, well, he's leaving to Marvel now.
Yes, Charles Soule.
Charles Soule. So, on top of those ones, Infinity Man and the Forever People is going to end on issue number 9. Secret Origins number 11 is going to be the last one. That one, Star Spangled War Stories featuring G.I. Zombie number 8 is done after that. Trinity of Sin number 6 is done. World's Finest number 32. Arkham Manor number 6. I'm not really digging those ones anyways. Aquaman and the Others is a terrible fucking book. Number 11 is done. Clarion number 6. Injustice Gods Among Us year 3 number 12 is going to be the last
one. So DC's done. DC's just canceling everything.
Out of the new 52, they've canceled so many titles.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, that's DC, though, man. They're not making good books, in my opinion. And Marvel and Image are just fucking legit, man.
Yeah, totally. I got to back you up on that one, dude. Now, it happens, though. You know, like, comics do get canceled. If people are going to bitch about it, you guys got to go to the store and fucking fight for, you know, what you'd like. I mean, unfortunately, not every comic is going to be around for forever, you know, so it's DC, though, but I don't...
Does Marvel do that? Well, they canceled books, canceled a lot too. They cancel books, too.
Because Electro's going to get canceled. They're adding fucking Squirrel Girl, which is fucking... I don't
stupid.
Know.
Stupid.
So, yeah, it does happen, I mean, across the board. Meet Marvel, you know, Image DC. So it's just one of those things that happens, dude. So, fuck it. What can you do? I think that's it, dude, that was worth talking about. I'm not collecting any of those, dude, so...
I mean, you haven't been watching S.H.I.E.L.D., right?
I'm three behind you. So you said it was great, the mid-season,
right? Mid-season, I caught up.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, you already know they're introducing
the Inhumans, yes.
So the way they did it was pretty sick. So,
no shit?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta go.
They did they're the mist and the shell.
No shit?
Yeah.
Oh, so okay.
I got it spoiled on me, too. I was listening to another podcast.
Excuse me. Oh, shit. Okay.
And they fucking... spoiled everything.
Well, we knew it was going to go there anyways, which is pretty cool.
Which is really good from last season, because last season was kind of boring. Yeah. They really didn't do shit, and...
I'm liking this season a lot, dude. They're bringing it for sure, dude.
Good stuff.
Cool. All right, man. You ready to get these this battle going?
Let's fucking do it. Let's see how many ours matches. I mean,
I'm curious about that, dude. Yeah. I know we dig on the same thing for the most part. So, do you want to go back and forth? You're number 5, my number 5, you're number 4, and then we choose our own number 1s? Or do you want to be like, you go first, give your 5, and then say your top 1?
Let's do it that way. That way I won't get confused.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so which category you want to start with?
Let's do, let's get the shitty books out of the way.
Shitty books
of the year.
Now, when I put shitty books, I put shitty series, shitty books.
Yeah, pretty much.
4. So I'm going to go 4 through 1.
Okay, go first.
So I'm going to go the 4th. And this list is the Death of Wolverine. The whole fucking... Was it 9 issues?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sucked. The ending sucked.
Okay.
Did not like it.
Okay, shitty series. Okay.
Shitty series. Because I, you know...
It falls in the same category.
Okay. I can pick a number through them. So we're Surfer, number 1, because I didn't read past number 1.
Okay.
I did not like it by Dan Slott.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into the art.
Yeah,
He just draws in that really.
I love Super Surfer. I wasn't digging that book, the writing, anything. I just yeah, go for it.
God Hates Astronauts. That lasted you hated half an issue. That was terrible.
Okay,
and Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn sucks mad dick.
I read the first 3, and then she got the hotel with all the freaks, and I go, this is lame.
Yeah. Okay, so number 1 is straight up, hands down, out of that list. Number 1 is Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn.
Ooh, okay. Okay, my shitty books of the year would have to be... okay, let's do Aquaman and the Others, which we just found out is getting canceled.
That's crap.
Yeah, Silver Surfer, especially number 2, took me out of the book. It was stupid. God Hates Astronauts, I did not read, actually. Death of Wolverine, the Logan Legacy number 5 specifically.
Drake, right?
Dagon.
Jesus.
I have Batman Eternal number 1. Everyone knows how much I fucking despise
that. Yeah, it's getting canceled.
It's getting canceled. And the story's finally going to wrap up anyways, too. So the story did get better, but that first issue just sucked dick. I would have to back you up. Harley Quinn is on my list. I think shitty book of the year would be Silver Surfer. You know what? Nah, let's go Harley Quinn, dude.
I think we're the only podcast that fucking hates that comic.
No shit, huh?
All the podcasts I've heard
Everyone sucks their dick, dude. Yeah, and it was just written bad. It's bad. Yeah. The art's decent by Connor, his wife, right?
And they're going to be on our show next week.
Yeah, dude. Palmiotti, hopefully you return my calls next week. Okay, so fuck it, dude. Shitty book of the week or year. Ding, ding, ding. Harley Quinn. Good job, babe.
All she's good for is Joker's dick. Anyways.
Go for it, dude.
Do you want to do your artists?
Yeah, you want to do duos? Let's do it, man.
All right, so we got top four going from 4 to 1. We got Scott Snyder and Greg Pohl, Batman. I mean, that's an obvious one.
That's so up there, dude, yeah.
It's a really good, they work really well together.
Zero Year was a little, yeah, there were a few issues where it fell off, but the thing that did carry it when the writing wasn't necessarily that great was just Capullo's art.
Well, and I mean, even the series right now, they're with the Endgame
is dope, dude. It's
really good. Yeah. So that pumped it up to number 4.
Yeah.
Number 3 is going to be Jason Aaron and Jason Latour.
Ooh.
Southern Bastards. I love this comic book. The art's a little different, yeah. But it works. The colors work. Number 2 would be Robert Kirkman and Paul
Azazeta,
Outcast.
Okay, good one.
The
dude.
Colors again. I do like the colors. Great. And my number 1 would be Rick Remender and
Mateo
Scalera, Black Science. This guy.
Okay.
And he even drew a couple Hulks, indestructible Hulks.
Oh yes, dude.
Guy is so good.
Cool, good call. So your number 1 is gonna be Rick Remender, Mateus Clark. Good. Okay. My duos of the year. Oh my gosh, dude. Okay, duo artist of the year. I have to talk about this one real quick. Neil Gaiman and J.H. Williamson the Third, Sandman Overture.
God damn it.
Now, art and writing is great, but if we're gonna go duo of the year. They only came out with fucking 3 issues this year.
The whole year.
So they're worth talking about, but we'll put them number 6.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm loving... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Kerr Andrews is writing Iron Fist. Kerr Andrews. So he's writing and drawing it, and I like it.
Kind of has like an anime type...
Kind of. Art. Well, kind of.
Not yeah. like Ghost Rider, but...
Yeah, exactly, right? But,
yeah, like a Street Fighter.
Yeah. So now, I guess my top 5 are going to have to be... Ooh, and then I'll just choose the one that I think. So, Nathan Edmondson and Phil Noto, Black Widow. I'm loving, dude.
Art's good.
The art is gorgeous, and it's been a consistent read. Rick Remender and Wes Craig for Deadly Class.
Yeah.
Duo of the year.
I like that art.
Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staple. Saga. Although Saga is going to fall off because there are a few issues back-to-back where it's just like, they kind of fell off a bit. You know, the story kind of weaned a bit. So we'll take that one off. Let's put in Scott Snyder and Jim Lee for Superman Unchained.
I remember, I bought the big book, so I'm reading it. I mean, but Jim Lee's the beast.
Up there is going to have to be Nailbiter, Joshua Williamson, and Mike Henderson. Might take it, but I think I'm going to go... Jonathan Hickman and Nick Dragotta for East of West.
Okay, yes, that's a good choice.
So I'm going to say, yeah, I'll go with Jonathan Hickman and Nick Dragotta for East of West, dual artist writer of the year.
Team Image over here.
No shit. Both of us. Dude, both of us. Yeah.
Why don't you pick the next one?
Okay, sweet, dude, we got that one out of the way. Let's do Most Underrated.
Most Underrated.
New topic.
All right, here we go. So I picked number 4, Cow.
Okay.
By Higgins. Don't know the artist. Magneto,
yes. Oh, so good, yes.
So good. Number 2 would, you know, number 2 and 1 are tough. I'll just say them and then I'll pick the number 1. So I got Gotham Academy.
Okay. Ooh, I love that.
Really
dude.
Good. That's only 3 issues in.
That could also be fucking, I'm granted, it's, yeah, 3 issues in.
3 issues.
But that could have possibly been, I mean, if it's consistent next year, it can be consistent book of the year. Or even duo of the year. The art's in there is fucking dope,
it's
dude.
It's so good the way he draws everything.
Yeah. Okay, good call on that one. I like that, Adam.
So the Bastards.
Oh, okay.
Very underrated. Nobody really reads that book.
Dope, okay.
I'm going to have to go with number 1, mm-hmm. Gotham Academy.
Wow.
I really love that fucking book. Like, I wait for that book. Like, what the fuck is it? You know, that's when you know
that you're loving
that book.
Okay, dude. Okay, mine would have to be, You know what? Let's do two Marvels, because I'm loving these ones. Black Widow, Nathan Edmondson and Phil Noto, is a really underrated book.
Yes.
Punisher is another good one by Nathan Edmondson, too. He's writing that one. It's been so fucking consistent, dude. There's a lot of action that goes down in it. I really think it's underrated. Nobody, no, none of the comic podcasts ever talk about it.
I haven't heard of it.
So that's definitely underrated. Copperhead.
Oh, you and Mike fucking
we're always
jizz all over. You love this one.
In the chat, dude. So Copperhead is one that Mike and I are the only ones, it seems like, are talking about it. So Copperhead's up there. 10 Grand, in my opinion, was very underrated this year. Although the Comical Podcast boys do like that one.
Yeah.
So that puts two podcasts that talk about that one. Gotham Academy, I love your call on that one. If I have to go, most underrated book of the year that ended not prematurely, but it was just a great read, and I kind of sour, is Animal Man, dude.
Nice.
It was great, dude. Especially the ending, dude, yes. And we'll talk about that in a bit. But Animal Man, Punisher, I'll go Animal Man, dude.
Number one.
Number one, most right. underrated book of the year.
It's true.
So, straight up. That's why it's canceled. Nobody was reading it.
I have an animal shirt, and I'm like, who the fuck is that?
No shit. I know, right? That's a dope one, dude. That's the Evolve or Die one, right?
Yeah.
Dope, dude. Cool. I like that. Adam Coford, dude.
Event of the year.
Ooh, cool. Ooh, interesting.
Number four would be Life After Archie.
Life After. Okay, cool.
I think I said that right. And it was really cool. I liked how Jughead was a zombie, and then everyone's got fucked up. They spice it up. There's a lot of fucked up things in that book. You know, taboos and shit.
Yeah.
Number three, Forever Evil was really good.
Forever Evil wasn't bad. I mean, even with that 2 months off, it seems like they took it. It was good.
Original Sin I really liked.
Original Sin. I don't know how I feel about it.
It was
It started off strong, and then
the tie-ins were really good.
The tie-ins were good. And then a few of those ones dropped off, too. You know what? Okay, I'll give you Original Sin. That's not bad. You go for it.
Axis.
Avengers. Going on right now.
It ended. Number 9.
Number 9 just ended. Did you read it? It came out this week, right?
I did not read number 9.
Okay, I haven't either. It picked up big time last week.
Last week was so good. That's really one of the books of the year for me, which is so...
You know what? Because there's
The fight scenes.
Yeah, everyone was jacking up everybody. Okay, dude, I'm down with that, dude. What's your number 1?
I'm gonna go with Axis. I just enjoy reading it. Axis, like, it's one of those books that you're like, oh god, what page am I on?
That's true.
It's like, oh shit, I'm already done with the fucking comic.
Yeah, you breeze through it, dude. And there feels like there are fucking more pages to those comics too, dude.
Yeah, they're fine.
There's gotta be, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Axis is your okay. I like those, Adam. Okay, Wowzers. Okay. Spider-Verse is going on right now. It's not up there in mine. Batman Eternal, Batman Zero Year, Time Runs Out the Avengers. It's making more sense. I'm digging on that one. Forever Evil. So let's Forever go. Mine, Forever Evil were good. Was good. The Trial of Jean Grey I loved.
That was good.
Original, nah. Okay, Robin Rises I have to toss in there.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
And that just wrapped up last week. And Inhumanity. Inhumanity is going to have to be my number one because... At the end of that one, Black Bolt blew up his world and set out the Turrigan Mist.
So that wasn't part of, what was it, Infinity, right?
That was right after Infinity.
Right after Infinity, okay.
Yeah.
The Infinity was really good, too.
Infinity was good, but it was last year. Yeah. I believe Inhumanity dropped late December, so I'm considering it part of it because it lasted half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I think the most ramifications for... that series kind of in the Marvel Universe too now, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. you just mentioned, they're using Turrigan Mist and they're talking about, you know, the genes and the, you know, the Turrigan Mist.
Serious. I mean,
so to have that big of an impact, Marvel's doing it right though, dude. Again, how they're integrating their movies with the shows and the comics, and they have to explain no more mutants in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So that means, you know, whatever Marvel puts out, Avengers, they can't use mutants, quote unquote.
They can use Inhumans.
They can use Inhumans. So I like it. I think most amount of ramifications in a title, Inhumanity is just setting up shit, or did start setting up shit for the Marvel Universe.
I mean, talk about the unrated, one of the best characters I've ever read is Black Bolt.
Black Bolt's, yeah, he's
a bad. No one fucking knows. Who's the guy with the fucking black suit and doesn't talk?
Exactly. Okay, so I would say Event of the Year, dude. Yeah, Inhumanity.
Sweet.
Cool. Where do you want to go next one?
Do we do most consistent book of the year? Do we do that one?
Most consistent. No, we didn't. Negative. We have not.
Consistent book of the year. We got number 4, Deadly Class.
Ooh, good.
Again, Southern Bastards, Black Science, and I got Captain America. So this is all Remender, most of this.
Nice. That's an interesting list. Okay.
I mean, I'm even enjoying
most consistent
the new Captain America right now, too.
The last issue was fucking good. So, and we spoke about it last week, guys. We did the hour 40-minute show. So, okay, Black Science, Southern Bastards, Deadly Class. Those are all fucking Rick Remender, dude. Except Southern Bastards, right?
Southern Bastards.
Jason Aaron. And I love Jason Aaron's work. Okay, so which one would be your go-to number one? That's a good list, dude.
Black Science.
Interesting.
It wins.
I'm glad you picked me up that trade, then. Now I'm pretty jazzed
it's
about
really
that.
It's really good.
Most consistent book of the year. Okay, okay. Okay, mine would have to be... Ah, that's interesting, dude. I got one that backs you up, dude. Deadly Class, Rick Remender, and Wes Craig.
Nice.
Is up there. Magneto written by Colin Bunn. That's fucking consistent
Magneto's
as
really
fuck
good.
Right now, dude. Really good. The Hulk is good. Dr. Green.
Dr. Green, though.
I'm digging on that. Most consistent... Oh, go ahead.
It's good.
Oh, most consistent book of the year, East of West, Jonathan Hickman and Nick Dragotta. Although, it is consistent, but you gotta fucking... It reads better in a trade, I'm telling you guys. It's a great fucking book. It's a fantastic book, dude. I think most consistent, though, for me, and I love East of West, dude, I think it's going to be Joshua Williamson and Mike Henderson for Nailbiter, dude.
Yes.
I'm loving it. I love that book. Yeah, so good, dude, and it just keeps you on the edge of your seat, like, and it's spooky and not, I don't know, I'm fucking loving it.
Just the characters, like, either the psychos in there, like, to think of, like, different shit, like, okay, this guy's going to be this guy.
Yes, the psycho killers, yeah.
It's really good. Okay. If you haven't read it and you don't want to buy the trade, I recommend getting it on Comixology. The way you read it, it's pretty scary.
Yeah, and then, you know what, that's funny. I read the comic, especially, I think it was, issue number three, when you said you were reading it and you got spooked out, like when the lights were flickering.
The lights fish, yeah.
That's nuts, dude. So Mike Henderson is doing a great job. Joshua Williamson is a great writer. He's doing great. So, okay, that's going to have to be my most consistent book of the year, dude.
Nice.
And Nick Dragotta, East of West, Jonathan Hickman, you're so up there, but yeah. And Magneto, I'm loving too, though, dude.
So good. I mean, maybe if the art was a little bit better on Magneto. I like it, but it's not. It's a little grainy.
I guess I see that, dude. I think it adds to the title, in my opinion. But I do see where you're coming from on that.
Cool.
Most consistent book of the year. Uncanny X-Men is pretty fucking consistent.
All new and Uncanny. I mean, it's Guardians. Yeah. You got Nova. You got all these really...
Nova, dude. I haven't even mentioned Nova yet, huh, dude? That's another... Dude, consistent, dude. Nova's fucking good.
It's a tough one, dude.
Okay, I'm going to go stick with Nova. Nailbiter it is.
Nailbiter,
yeah,
nice.
Okay, cool, Brad. Go for it. I think we got two more topics. Yeah.
Cool. Which one we got?
Let's do Arc of the Year next, man.
Arc of the Year. Man, it sounds like a fucking broken record here.
Arc of the Year. I know, right, dude? Didn't we talk about this? Okay, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
Number 4, Death of Wolverine Legacy. Everything but the fifth one.
The Daken.
So, I mean, that arc right now is really good. I like the Sabretooth. I like the the Mystique. I know you didn't like the Mystique one, but I like the Mystique.
Yeah.
I like the first two. We're good. Number 3 would be Nailbiter.
Ooh, good.
The first trade is very good.
Okay.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Trial of Jean Grey was really...
I like that.
A lot of good fights, a lot of good...
Interaction.
Shit going down.
Yeah. Okay, that's a great one, dude, yeah.
And then I think number 1, I just really enjoyed Deadly Class Season 1.
The first trade. You know? Okay, I like that, dude. Ooh, interesting. Deadly Class. Rick Remender.
Well, I love that guy.
Okay, and Wes Craig.
He's a good looking guy, too.
He's a stud.
He's a stud, man.
Let's get him on the show. Okay, Arc of the Year. So number 1 is going to go to Deadly Class Season 1 for you?
Yes.
I like that call, Adam. Okay, Arc of the Year for me. The Swamp Thing, The Battle for the Green, I loved that. Let's see. Amazing X-Men Search for Nightcrawler. I was loving that. Guardians of the Galaxy, Trial of Jean Grey. Superior Spider-Man, Goblin Nation, I dug on.
That was pretty good.
I liked that one
a lot. I'm a little pissed off at Dan Slott. I mean, because he got rid of, you know, he got rid of Doc Ock.
Oh, yeah.
But he's kind of coming back a little bit in this. But it's not like, I mean, whatever.
Trillium was great. I don't know how to consider that because it was just a 8-issue arc, and I guess that, you know, it's a great trade.
Trillium. You're the only one that liked that one.
I'm the only one. Huh, dude. No shit. Okay, you know what? And Trillium was written by, and art was also by Jeff Lemire.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to put him in contention against himself because arc of the year would have to be Animal Man, Evolve or Die, dude.
Double winner.
Double winner, yeah. So you know what, Animal Man for sure. He's a double winner already, huh?
It was a really good comic. It was, yeah. The whole thing in and out was really good, even with Swamp Thing in there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It was just a
because the red, his the struggle. Rot. Yes.
I don't know. I hate it when they had to throw him into the, was it Dark, Justice League Dark?
Yeah.
Or the other, dude. Justice League, American Justice
League. That's Justice League Dark, actually.
They threw him in there, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's lame.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So I think Swamp Thing's gonna get kicked over to there too. So I don't know. This is going to get canceled, dude. Okay, man. So good job. I think congratulations, Animal Man, Jeff Lemire, and Raphael Albuquerque did the last bunch of the Evolver dies. So.
Very cool. Cool. I think our last one.
Last one? Go for it, man.
Book of the Year. And Outcast number one was really good. It was a really good shocker. Like, oh, shit, this is
okay. This
is actually pretty good. Amazing X-Men was good to see Nightcrawler, and then the interaction between him and Wolverine, number one. Okay. Because you're best friends.
Yeah.
Black Science number 6, I really enjoyed it because that's when one of the main characters died, supposedly. And Avengers and X-Men Access number 8, because just the fight scenes alone.
Oh, that's
like good. I read that twice because it was just, I never read comics twice. I try not to. Okay. I don't have time, but that was really good. I'm going to have to go number 8. Avengers and X-Men. I just like the fight scenes.
Awesome, dude.
Everybody was in this fucking comic book, bro. Everybody. Thor, that's true. Fucking Scarlet.
A lot of shit went down too there, dude. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. I like that. Interesting, dude, that you went, huh.
Well, you're the one that passed last week.
I know, dude. Okay, no, not bad. Okay. I have quite a bit of a list here, dude. Magneto number 3, I loved. And that's when he finds out about the mutant growth hormone.
Oh, okay. Somebody got pissed off.
That's the one where he fights that giant monster in the fucking...
Nice.
In the gladiator pit. Pit. I loved that one. It was great, dude. Colin Bunn does that one. Magneto number 9 was great, too, where he actually uses it to fucking...
Is that where he traces his daughter, right?
Yes.
And he runs out of juice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so those are up there. Hulk number 1 was great by Mark Waid.
When he got shot in the head?
Yeah, when he got shot in the head, literally. Cool. So I liked that one a lot, dude. Trillium number 8, just the interaction between the characters. They became a couple, like they, you know, to save a future generation of people, they had to kill themselves. And it was just lovely written, you know. Like, I'm not a lovey-dovey guy, but that was just, you know, the writing in there was great, dude. Deadly Class number 1 I loved.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was a different type of, like, oh, shit, this is pretty... However, you know, I always, you know, through that whole series, it was like, I would think that Homeboy would start learning to be a badass.
Yeah.
And I thought they had kind of, like, superpowers, but they're not. They're just regular guys that can fight.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, yeah, so. Like, really trained into be assassins. But I loved that one. And then, you know, just seeing what Marco went through when he was a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a kid, but, like, Homeboy went through some shit, dude. So I like the story, though. Did Class number 1. Let's see. Oh, Saga number 14 and 15 were good. Mm-hmm. After it had dropped off a bit. So those ones were good. Superior Spider-Man Inhumanity number 1. I loved the fuck out of. This one actually literally dropped the first week of January. And I'm like, fuck, if books are going to be this good, like consistently, like I'm going to have a fucking huge list. So this one was pretty much after Black Bolt set the Terrigen Mist.
Okay.
So Superior Spider-Man, so Doc Ock in, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone knows, we've spoken about Superior Spider-Man a bunch of times, but pretty much Spider-Man's doing his job, he's helping out the city, it's a wreck, dude. He ends up helping out some firemen, he tells one of the firemen, and this is one of the ones we've reviewed, but just in a nutshell, he takes the fireman with him to stop where this thing is happening. In this building that's about to collapse. Spider-Man finds the person, and it so happens like the agents of the whole Inhumanity people, those guards.
Okay.
This guy came across some armor, and he tosses on the armor, trying to help his dying wife, who has cancer.
Oh, shit.
And Spider-Man, Superior Spider-Man, Doc Ock, literally has to talk him down, like, you're killing her. Like, this suit is killing her. You're making her worse. The firefighter ends up coming back in to see what's going on. Superior and the firefighter literally have to talk the guy down, like, dude, this isn't the way to do it. You know, you can be there for your wife. And I just love the way it ended, because, I mean, the art was dope. The Spider Slayers and his crew, his army, they're, like, bitching around the firefighters. And just Superior, for him being, you know, the dick we know he is, it was just cool what he tells me. He's like, hey, you listen to those fucking firefighters. Don't you dare give them orders. You're going to listen to them, because today they're fucking superiors.
Oh, nice.
So it's just, you know, the play on words, and it was good, dude. I mean, it was nice to see Doc Ock with heart, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you don't see that a lot, but yeah. That's good.
So that would be number two, my number one, after everything I've been talking about. Dude, Moon Knight number two was great, dude. Superior Spider-Man 30, where Superior gives up
his mantle.
His mantle, pretty much, dude. Loki, Agent of Asgard, number one and three were great. Batman and Superman Annual number one, Greg Pak and Jay Lee was great, where they go off-world, and it's literally the Bat family in a gladiator arena versus the Bat family versus the Super family.
Okay.
So that was a good read. But number one, wow, is going to have to be 3-time winner of the awards, dude. Animal Man number 29.
On his jock. It was a good one.
I loved it, dude. Now, again, not the lovey-dovey guy, dude. Buddy Baker is the Animal Man. His son ended up dying.
Yes.
Like, straight up, they murdered his son in front of him and his family. And it sucks because Buddy Baker and his wife are divorced. They're not even trying to work things out. Like, she just hates Buddy Baker straight up. And only because he's trying to do his job, which is, bitch, I'm a fucking superhero. Like, you know, I have to do this. You know, he feels responsible. So anyways, once the son dies, Cliff dies. That's just the wedge that breaks up the family completely. And what's her name? Maxine learns she has Animal Man's abilities, dude. So it's her coming to terms with, you know,
being
the new Avatar.
Avatar of Red.
And I loved this one because, I mean, they are finally home after a crazy-ass mission. And Buddy Baker's just sad. I mean, he's you know, distraught over it. And it's cool. He goes checks upon his daughter, Maxine, and she tells him, Daddy, you always tell me a story. You have a secret. Let me tell you a story. And the way she explains everything they've gone through, this family together, when Cliff dies, how she's learning about her abilities, how her dad teamed up with Swamp Thing to, you know, to get out of the Red. Just very cool, but it's her in her words.
Mm-hmm.
And just making it sound like, don't worry, Dad, you know, we don't have Cliff anymore, but he's always going to be with us. So it's just her, like, pep-talking the dad, which I thought was nicely done. I love Jeff Lemire anyways, so I loved that fucking... That was probably one of the comics that hit me, like, below, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, it was a good recap of the entire run.
The run, yeah.
And the way... And he actually... I think he actually drew that, didn't he?
Yeah, this one, the last issue he did. So the other ones prior were Raphael Albuquerque, which were the last five, I believe. And then number 29, which is Animal Man 29, guys. You guys can probably pick up that arc. I think it was volume 6 we saw?
Volume
5. And you guys can find that on Amazon. It's worth the read, guys. I loved it. That was my personal book of the year. It was a book that, again...
I liked it. It did chill me up a little bit.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Good.
So I loved it, man. And I believe that's it, homie, right?
So that was your book of the... That's my book
of the year after my 20-long list over here. All right, man. What do you want to talk about? Do you want to add anything?
On the spur of the moment, the letdown of the year, couple.
Ooh, okay,
go
for it.
I could think two that really let me down was Hawkeye.
Ooh,
has gone down really bad.
Hawkeye. Mm-hmm.
And
Jeff Lemire is gonna. Speaking of Jeff Lemire, he's gonna start up the new Hawkeye.
Number one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's in, I think, March of next year. Okay, that was definitely a letdown.
That was a letdown, and... Fuck, I forgot the other one.
Fuck. Definitely that one. Harley Quinn for sure, in my opinion.
Yeah, that was just horrible.
Yeah. Movie of the year?
Movie of the year. Whoo.
I think I'd have to give it to... And I didn't get to watch Foxcatcher yet. I heard that's great. I didn't get to watch Birdman. Of the movies I saw, Captain America 2, Winter Soldier.
Damn, that's good.
But I don't get out to the movies.
Guardians and Cap.
Guardians was great, though.
Guardians and Cap. I'm going to have to agree. Okay. My co-host here.
Cool.
Captain America 2 was just fast-paced. Lots of action. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of shit went down. And once it went down in the movie... That's when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. trickled in. Yeah, dude. So, okay,
movie?
Ooh. I saw Maleficent. That wasn't a shitty movie, though.
She saw it.
Lego Movie was good.
Which one?
Lego Movie. I know you hated that
one. I hated that movie.
It's a good movie, man.
I hated that movie, and okay. I hated the X-Men Days Future Past. I thought it was boring.
I don't know if I hated it.
I fucking hated it. I'm like, oh my god, okay, when is this movie gonna end?
You know what? Oh, okay, I'll give you that. Letdown?
Letdown. Okay. The hype did not, for me anyways.
Any other movies?
That were crappy? Fuck.
Trying to think, even comic books, like what I didn't like.
I don't know
either, dude. Huh. Okay. Well, fuck it. If you guys have your own list, let us know. If you guys are probably going to disagree with this. That's totally fine. That's what the cool thing about comics. We don't have to like the same things. We read enough shit. And it's not everything's going to stick, guys. You know, find something you like and just love the fuck out of it like we do with ours. So I like how we came up with our own list this year.
Yes, our lists were a little different.
Because last year we jumbled them together and then we voted on one.
Yeah, I think we should have our own.
I think so. Because, again, everyone's taste differs, and you're reading shit I'm not reading, although we do have a lot of, you know, the similar comics, dude. But, okay, man, it's been a fucking fun year.
Been a good year?
Yeah.
This is our last show?
Yes, guys. this is our last show ever. Yeah, dude, we love doing this, guys. If you guys want to shoot the shit with us, you guys can find us like us on Facebook, The Comic Syndicate.
You can find me at Mem the Beaner.
Yeah, you guys can find me at... The number four, The Villain, you guys can find us at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com/mobile. You guys can find us in iTunes, Stitcher. We're not your typical comic podcast, but we totally mixed up this week, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was nothing but comic talk the last half, like we normally do, but we covered a lot of comics.
We did. It's going to be a bitch writing all this down.
I think so. You never look forward to that, dude. Okay, man. Anything you want to add or say to our listeners, man?
Thank you guys for all your tweets. Thank you guys for, you know, I mean, I don't even, our friends, I don't, you know, like we say, when we think of us as fans, we think you guys as family.
Yeah, dude. I mean, sincerely, you know,
the same people that hit us up every week.
Awesome, right, dude?
Yeah, I mean, even our comic, No Drama.
You do? Oh, the Google Chat. Google Chat. Awesome, dude.
We got Jake from Hash.
Yes, dude.
We got Gabe.
Gabe's awesome, dude. Gage in Dark Sky on Twitter.
Mike. We talk to these guys
on a day-to-day basis, which is awesome. Like, and then just randomly throughout the day, somebody else will just say, "Hey, what's up, guys?" And then it's just everyone touching base real quick. And I love the fuck out of those guys. Those guys are awesome. Cool guys. And if one of us is having a bad day, like, we bust each other's balls, and it's like, okay, cool. Or fuck, work sucks today.
Fuck that lady, I hate her.
Punch her in the face already. Yeah, so those guys are awesome. But again, I got to back up Adam, our usual suspects of the tweets. We totally love you guys. We appreciate it. Share the podcast, and we will continue doing this. If you guys liked this scenario of our podcast this week, let us know. Even if you guys didn't like the setup, let us know. If we went too much in comics, you guys can suck my dick, because it's called Comic Syndicate.
Quick shout-outs to Sadie.
Sadie, yes.
Sergio, we haven't heard from him for a while, but he's doing his thing. You know, thank you for coming on our shows a couple times this year. Yes,
we love you guys. Sergio, good luck with your baby and the school. We know you're a busy cat, dude. We miss having you on the show, though. So anytime you have some free time, and again, backing up Adam, Sadie, you're more than welcome back on the show anytime.
Always, dude.
If you want to do a Friday with us, we'll keep you posted next time we do a Friday.
Probably next week.
Probably next. All right, Sadie, open invitation. Actually, no, we have an interview with Cody next week.
Yeah, with Cody.
Okay, so... yeah, thanks, guys. Again, share us, thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com. All right,
guys.
Have a great year. Have a very safe, happy new year, guys. Don't drink and drive. Don't do anything crazy, but fucking rock your socks off.
Sounds good, man.
All right. So.